This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. For those of you in the food business, farmers and ranchers, you know who you are. Have you got any ideas for growing food in outer space? Well, if so, NASA wants to talk to you. They have just launched the Deep Space Food Challenge, and as plans are being made for longer space missions to the moon and to Mars, they need ideas. NASA's Monsi Rahman says food is not their strong suit.
Believe it or not, it's one of our technology gaps. How can we work on the development of food systems, which is the important part? We cannot take the food with us, but a food system that can provide the astronauts the opportunity to do not stay busy, because they're plenty busy, but at least take care of a system that eventually will feed them.
Rahman says it would give them some peace of mind.
That is something psychologically important, but also gives them the opportunity to choose what they want to eat. And between the choices, it tastes good and keep them fed with the right nutrition balance that they need.
When they're close to Earth, Rahman says, getting them food is a bit easier.
Those resupply missions are important to them. But when we are in a long duration mission, that is not going to happen. We can't do that as often, if at all.
The Deep Space Food Challenge teams will compete for a portion of up to $500,000 in prizes. Tune in tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.